Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Hey, Marvelites, welcome back to Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from the danger room, because that's where we live now, guys. We live in the danger room.
Every room is a danger room, Zach.
Well, not if you wash your hands consistently, Christian.
Yeah, thank you guys. I'm not much of a soap guy.
Well, we know you're not using Purell because that doesn't exist anymore. Thank you guys so much for joining us for another remote episode of the show. I'm Zach Wilson. That's Christian Blatt. Twist. Christian has hand sanitizer.
But these are the last two bottles. And
yeah, exactly. Zia is dealing with some internet issues, and she will be joining us as soon as possible. She's literally got a guy fixing it right now. At least that's what she told us, Zia. Zia is going to get there as soon as she can. But let's talk some Marvel in a week with not a ton of, because the world is shut down and on fire, but we are going to talk about what we got. Let's start with, if you happen to be watching in China, you might be getting some big new releases that are old in your theaters. Christian, did you hear about this?
I did hear a little bit about it, and good for China. I'm so glad that they can go back to the movies now. Thanks, China, for the gift that you gave the rest of the world. Yeah. And you know what? I'm glad that they can go to Starbucks now. Their Apple stores are open in China. So why not open the movie theaters? But, you know, they did have a rough few months. And, you know, our government people don't listen to and go outside. If you don't listen to the Chinese government when they tell you to go outside, well, there's no outside for you anymore. So I get it. Look, it's been a rough few months. Let them have fun. I get it. But
for context, because we didn't say the story, China has announced that they are going, in an effort to get people back into movie theaters because they're going to be opening movies, they're going to be re-releasing some old Avengers movies and apparently Avatar back into theaters so that they can try to just use some old stuff, movies coming out, to get people back into the movies. They're saying that the cases are going down, that they feel safe letting people go into semi-crowded places again. So there might be a chance to see more Avengers movies.
I think that our benefit could be if they create some new one sheets, you know, movie theater posters for these re-releases. At the very least, give us that to look at. You know, I want to see if they're going to put these movies back in theaters. Let's have some cool, a new Chinese poster for the Avengers or Winter Soldier or something.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's no different from like a second run movie theater, like showing an old movie. Like I don't have any problem with it, but as long as it's safe. Why not watch Endgame on the big screen again?
Yeah, because, you know, the Chinese haven't had enough to cry about in the last few months. So go ahead and sit down and try to escape with Endgame.
Either way, we'll get there. Let's move on with into another story. This is a fun rumor that I'm excited to talk about because it's just so much nerdiness, and like I can't believe any of this is even in play, let alone potentially real. The Eternals is coming up, and apparently, according to some rumors, it might feature Atlantis, Namor's Atlantis. Christian, what do you think? Do you think that's possible?
I think it's very possible. I think it would make sense from, you know, sort of the little bits that we're getting, the little sense that we're getting from the Eternals that, you know, they've been around all this time, just not interacting with us, but maybe interacting with Atlantis. And I think the rumor is very specific that we wouldn't see Namor, but to see Atlantis getting us ready for Namor, which means that we can do yet another show where we try to decide who should play Namor. And I think that this is sort of the, I guess, literal world building that they should be doing with this phase of movies, you know, getting us ready for things that we know are coming, but maybe aren't there yet. But in, like we talked about last week, you don't want to do it in the way where it in any way interferes with people who aren't maybe quite as well versed in this stuff as us. You know, you don't want the Easter eggs to become distracting. You know, it's like, oh, we're in Atlantis, but you know, you don't really need to come in with the, you know, having memorized the Atlantis yellow pages ahead of the movie.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And again, this is a thing where you're going to be like seeing, I'm sure, in the Eternals, several different ages in history. And we're going to be doing like quick glimpses at them as we go through. So I wonder if you do the sinking of Atlantis as like a Noah's Ark facsimile.
Like the, I like that, yeah.
Like you essentially make it the... I'm sure that Marvel would not be as specific as to get into a religious territory like that, but you essentially make it the Great Flood myth, which, like, religions that are completely unconnected from around the world all have a Great Flood myth tied into them, even if they didn't communicate. So it's one of those cool, like, history things that I nerd out about, where there probably was a great flood at some point in like human history that was on a at least semi-global scale, or it's just that every culture has had a enormous flood. But the idea that that is what caused Atlantis to sink away could be really cool. And it could set up Namor and Atlantis perfectly for the rumored appearance in Black Panther 2.
Yeah, let me just throw in from the chat. Ann Curtis says, save Atlantis for Black Panther 2, not Eternals, though I wouldn't complain if he showed up in Eternals. So basically, she wants to see that in Black Panther, but I think that this would just be setting the stage, if that is the case, pretty much basically what Zach just said. And just a quick thing to circle back to the earlier topic, Charles Lee points out, Avatar, don't let that movie get the top spot again. That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that.
James Cameron thinks that it's going to once Avatar 2 comes out, because enough people are going to want to put it back in theaters.
Yeah,
it's close enough that it's not out of the question. Look, Disney has to beat itself in this race for the top spot.
I'll tell you, you just reminded me of the silver lining of Hollywood being shut down. Production has stopped on Avatar 2. So see, it's not all bad news.
Why are you gotta hate on Avatar?
Because, man, I saw it.
But then you got to go to Avatar Land in Disney World. You'll change your whole opinion.
I would go to that, but that doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean
it's so cool. It made me want to see Avatar 2. I'm not joking. Anyway, back on topic. Atlantis. Yeah, I think because, and like, in case anybody hasn't heard our spiels about like what Black Panther 2 could look like if they involve Namor, basically what I'm picturing is you introduce Atlantis, like the concept of a sunken city in Eternals, where you have the city of Atlantis and they watch it go down. Maybe they're trying to save it and they can't. Who knows? But by the end, but like, so you just forget, for Eternals, you move on. You just like move past it. Maybe it's even it could even be in a post-credit scene. Who knows? Unless you're going to introduce it and then your post-credit scene is to show Namor and the Atlanteans like coming back. Then you cut to a few years down the road, Black Panther 2, you have the rise of Atlantis, which now has been introduced, which in my mind is off the coast of Wakanda. So that like that was part of their kingdom. And it becomes to me, that's a really fascinating story, because it's, what if you are dealing with the fact that these people, through no fault of their own, lost claim to their kingdom? You didn't do anything to take it away from them. And it's now your kingdom, that this is the Wakandans. So it becomes two people who have an equal claim to the land. There's not going to be an easy solution to that problem.
Right. You know, in the chat from Ghost 8386, we have a question for history/geography professor Wilson. I wonder if Eternals would talk about Jericho and Pompeii. So sort of, you know, if you're talking about a great flood, you sort of have some of these other historical disasters. And it's not really something that I'd thought about, but, you know, sort of incorporating some of these, you know, these great disasters throughout history that could certainly be interesting.
I mean, based on what we've seen, what we know about the locations they're going to, we've seen we've seen Babylon hinted at. I want to say we saw some Mayan stuff in one of the sets. So it could be that like our little like tour through history, which I'm just assuming is going to start the movie. Does that just make sense to start us with like, here are the characters like through the ages, through the millennia, watching them not age, but being in different eras. And watching just the collapse of civilization after civilization after civilization.
Hey, and look, the Eternals are going to be very timely because they're here to watch the collapse of this civilization. So good for them.
Wow, Christian. Come on, man. We're trying look, you to put be it positive
in the,
here.
You put it in the reshoots. It's fine.
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of like reshoots and Eternals moving forward, at least one of the Marvel VFX studios is still working on Eternals, according to their PR, which name I'd have to pull it up in front of me, but it is Scanline VFX. Now, Marvel doesn't have just one VFX team. If you've ever stayed through the credits, you know that very well. And I imagine most of you have stayed through Marvel credits at one point or another. But they have a bunch of VFX teams, and we don't know which if all of them are, or if just a couple of them are, or if it's split. Like, but at least one of their VFX teams is still working remotely to keep Eternals VFX in process.
How great would it be if right now there was someone in the chat who was like, "What do you mean stay through the credits? Why would I stay through the credits for any of these movies?" So then they have to go back and watch 23, you know, mid credit and end credit scenes.
I mean, that's I would laugh at them, but at the same time, I'd be like kind of jealous. I'm like, that's so much like fun, new Marvel content that you just like get to. That's like when you find a $20 bill in your jacket, that you haven't worn in 3 years. Yeah. You're like, man, at some point in the last 3 years, I'm sure I missed this $20, but now
it's found money. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But so that'll be fun.
Because we don't actually know the answer. So the VFX was happening on Eternals. We didn't have the sense though that they had finished principal photography, right?
They finished principal photography.
Just the expectation was that there would be reshoots. And
not in a like negative way, in a but I always have to remind people because like the internet loves to freak out over reshoots. Every big budget movie you have ever seen has had reshoots, except for New Mutants, but that's a unique case. Every big budget movie has reshoots. It's just part of how it goes. At some point they were going to do pickups for Eternals. It was going to happen. And when you can assemble a crew and get actors to wherever you needed to go to do those, I don't know if they need to go back to London where they shot most of the movie, or if they're going to try to do them locally in LA or in Atlanta or who knows. But at some point you will have to pick up again for a couple of shots here and there. But VFX is already working. And that's who we're talking about right now. VFX is in process.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if they were in process on, you know, portion of the movie while they had been planning to continue. So I just wanted to get that sorted out for me, but then also obviously making sure everybody else knows where that movie's at what point in the process. So,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So any other thoughts on the Eternals? Anything from the chat about Eternals before we move on?
Let's see. I mean, well, Xenowire mentions this. This is actually moving on, but Variety just released an article about film productions in limbo due to COVID-19. According to Doctor Strange 2, is still set to shoot in June. I mean, that sounds optimistic. We had heard that the next Spider-Man movie was going to shoot in July. You know, maybe, but I don't think anybody can predict things like that at this point, you know. But yeah. I guess if you're running a production, you're going to assume like, okay, we're going to assume June 1st is the day, and then maybe it's like actually it's July 1st or whatever, you know. I guess it makes sense that they're planning to you know, go forward when things get back to normal.
This is going to be a year of contingency plans for contingency plans. Sure. For contingency plans.
And because this is a Namor-related question, Wes Sager, would you want a young Namor or kind of a middle-aged, more mature, you know, Namor? You know, so do we want kind of kid Namor or, you know, oh, I've been Namor for a while? I can see pros and cons for both. I like him being already established. And
yeah.
Like that the character was a bad guy when he was, you know, originally first showed up in Fantastic Four. I believe he kidnapped Sue Richards. The dastardly deed that it was. But I don't know. I can see either way. But I sort of like the idea of him already being Namor when we meet him. But
No, I want him as King of Atlantis. I mean, that's also just the story that I'm personally pitching for like this Black Panther is like you have him essentially as established as T'Challa is for his people.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Sorry. I was going through the chat, but yeah, I think that, yeah, he basically is their T'Challa, and that's why we want to see that.
And
so much for sure.
And maybe he's a little bit more evil than T'Challa because that's Namor. He's kind of evil. And that becomes the thing. Like, he's waging war on the Wakandans in my head, just as much as like he's waging war on them, like without any with like reckless abandon for he doesn't care about them as a people. He's there fighting for his own, which is admirable in its own specific way. But that's why you make him an anti-hero.
And Kemi Egan wants to know if we still want Keanu Reeves as Namor. And you know, Keanu Reeves can play, you know, most characters who haven't already been cast. You know, if they want to try to make that work,
he's I'm too likable.
I'm not going to get in John Wick's way. If John Wick wants to play someone, I'm like, good for you, John Wick. You go ahead. I see what you do to people to cross you. It's fine.
Keanu Reeves could do it. I'm not saying he couldn't, but I think that there are so many better roles for Keanu Reeves than Namor. I want somebody who has more evil on their side. I still think I can't remember if I said this or when I said it, but like I think Daniel Day Kim would be a really interesting Namor.
Oh, from Lost.
Yeah, Lost. Like I think like if you watch Lost and you watched him like go through Jin. He played Jin on Lost. If you don't right. Name doesn't connect to you.
Yeah, he was like, he was an incredibly unlikable character when we first met him.
But like you do like him, like especially by the end, he has that range of like you can see him go into a rage.
Yeah.
And also be super protective. I think he would be a great choice for Namor.
Gamer Girl has a great point. Zachary Quinto is my Namor. He does already have the pointed ears.
Ooh, Quinto would also be a good name.
In which case, you can go with Ethan Peck, who played Spock on Discovery in season 2. He also has pointy ears. We just need people with pointy ears. I wonder if Kirstie Alley's pointy ears still fit. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about everybody at home, but I see Zia now. Ugh.
We had the internet guy come out and it was good. It was, sorry, it was important. I needed to get that taken care of, but I'm super happy.
Did he stay 6 feet away from your internet?
Yes, he did. He stayed six feet away from me and my internet. And I opened all the doors so he wouldn't have to touch any doorknobs or anything like that, even on his way out. I gave him a far away elbow bump. Great. What I miss? What are we talking about?
We were talking about Atlantis and Namor, and if the
that story's done, it's time to move on. Too bad, Zia.
We don't care what you think, Zia, is what Zach's trying to say.
Yeah, pretty much.
Great. Didn't care about Namor anyway.
Because I was waiting for Zia so that we could get into our more interesting stories.
Wait, we don't want to do 10 minutes on Namorita now that Zia's here?
But before we get into our main topic, I want to talk about something that we're working on figuring out a time for, because we want to do everyone's the tweet alongs have been so much fun over these breaks.
Sure,
people watching movies at the same time so that we could all join together. And we were talking about like what movie do we want to watch together? We were all throwing out ideas. Zia would not shut up about Thor the Dark World.
Oh my God, enough. We know on, Christopher.
Guys. Let's
we
watch know Thor Christopher the Dark World.
In it. We get it. It's fine.
That's the only reason I like it. Look, that's let's be real.
Not there's anything wrong with that, but we did, based on the fact that this is part of the news, Sam Raimi's original Spider-Man movie on April 1st, at least for US viewers and users. I'm sorry, that's the context that we have for the three of us. But Sam Raimi's Spider-Man will be on Hulu starting on April 1st. So we figured that it would be fun to sometime next week jump in and watch the original Spider-Man movie all together. So watch the tweets. We're going to nail down a time. It'll probably be April 4th. That's a Saturday, so that we can all, like, you know, be relaxed. Your kids are, well, we're all home anyway. Your kids are already home from school. We're already home from work. But it's Saturday. You can pretend to ignore all those things.
Let me pitch this question to the two of you and everybody in the chat. So Felix is 4. Do you think he's ready for Sam Raimi's Spider-Man? I would be hesitant to show it to him because of the Green Goblin's a little scary. But
don't ask me. I was not raised right.
That is absolutely true. Yeah.
I guess the question is, could he handle that? I don't know that Green Goblin is that scary, but there is the Green Goblin death scene is a little bit intense.
That's a good point. You know, maybe I'll show him some Hobgoblin on Spider-Man, the animated series, and see how he responds to that, because that's, isn't that Mark Hamill just doing the same Joker voice for Hobgoblin on the Spider-Man, the animated series?
I'm not sure.
Me neither. I don't really think about that.
Anyway. All right. Well, let us know in the chat as we move on to more pressing things. But
Entire Raimi Spider-Man trilogy is on Amazon Prime, or in Canada it is. I don't think it is here. I think Spider-Man 3 is on Netflix. I can't remember if 2 is.
Which that's the definition of thanks for nothing, Netflix. If the only one you're going to put up is Spider-Man 3, just don't put any of them.
Just don't put it up. Yeah, nobody needs to rewatch that. Let's put that in the trove of things that we pretend like don't exist.
Either way, look for our announcement on timing, but probably on April 4th, we will be doing a tweet along for Sam Raimi's.
And if you don't live in the US, you can watch it in whatever fashion, if you have.
Yeah, however you get it, whether
DVD, it's, whatever. Yeah, you can still do it with us. All right.
It's available on discs now. I don't need this internet anymore.
Yeah. I've got my VHS down in my bunker where
You guys, if this whole thing has taught me anything, it's that don't start getting rid of hard copies. You keep your books, you keep your DVDs. If something goes down and you don't have internet anymore, what the hell are you going to do, man?
Oh, yeah. I got my bookshelf right here.
Yeah. You know,
I can just reach over and grab my Endgame collection art book. I got my little framed mini Daredevil.
That's so cute.
That's pretty awesome.
For some reason. I got so much nerdy Marvel stuff over here. What should I even grab next?
Yeah, this is the worst because I'm in someone else's garage. If I was in my garage where I usually do things, where you can see occasional unbagging and unboxing videos, I usually have boxes full of comics right behind me. But
Awesome Mix Volume 1 on cassette tape.
Oh, sweet. I love
that. This is what we should do for our next show if there's no good news or like no big news, because, you know, things are on hold for a while. We should just start showing off all of our stuff.
Oh, I could do a whole show where I just show you.
That is
what
very
is Thanos
cool.
piloting there?
I've got this thing. Oh. This is the ship from Ant-Man and the Wasp. But I put in a little Goliath Lego. That I got at one point. So it's still technically Hank Pym flying it. It's just not as Ant-Man. But it works. Anyway, let's get into our main topic, finally, now that Z is here.
Thanks for everything.
I mean, look, I know you guys were falling apart without me, so I was like, I got to get in there. I know the show is just, it's just not going to be good, you know?
But our main topic today, because we thought it was appropriate and fun, we want to ask, who is the best Avenger to be quarantined with? Who could you spend 14 days minimum, possibly as long as 3 months, in one apartment or house with?
Can I choose house? I'm in an apartment. I'm here to
you want to go to their house. So yes. You want to be trapped in the Avengers mansion?
Well, that's a fair question. It's a fair qualification. Are you quarantined? Like, do we want to just let that be part of the decision, or does it have to be your house?
Well, you know what? Maybe it's a separate thing. You know, like if you had to pick like Avengers Mansion, the Baxter Building, the X Mansion, you know, like of those places, Wakanda, you know, what is the place that you would most want to pick? Because I know that the main topic is the person, but is there a place that immediately comes to mind of like, oh yeah, this is where I would feel safest. And also, let's be honest, have the most amenities. I'll start with Avengers Mansion because there's a butler. Thanks, Jarvis. Can you bring me a sandwich? Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Zach, a girl after your own heart. Kamei Egan says her vote is Ant-Man.
Well, see, Ant-Man and or the Wasp is high on my list for like very specific reasons. And partially because I was picturing it being in my own home. And here's the thing. You're all holed up with like Ant-Man or the Wasp. They can just shrink you down and make that apartment way bigger than it ever was. Like, you don't have to worry if you just like shrink down. You can get space from that person. You could turn your house can be a whole city. Well,
and then think of this, you know, not to get all biblical on you, but I have this loaf of bread. Any chance you could make it, I don't know, enormous so that I can eat it for 6 months? You know, you
gotta freeze some mold. Well, I was gonna say it'd be some moldy ass bread.
Like, at this point, I don't care.
I've always wondered that about, like, if you shrink or grow food like that, what is the nutritional, like, science behind that? Like, does shrinking food or just growing food make it nutritionally more dense, or do you just end up, like, with empty calories?
Well, that would be great if it's, like, you eat an enormous, I don't know, birthday cake just off the top of my head, but it's the same number of calories as a regular size birthday cake.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That'd be great.
Just think of the giant donuts I would have.
But at the same time, like it would explain that, like that would work, but it would also explain why like Hank Pym doesn't just grow like mega crops and save the world from hunger.
Yeah. I think you just poked a hole in my giant donut.
No, if anything, I proved why you can eat that giant donut without gaining any weight. It's a good for you, but it's bad for like the hungry of the world. Christian.
Yeah, no. I'm just talking about me having a giant donut. The hungry of the world, that's for somebody else. I'm just looking out for me right now. All right. So
anyway, Ant-Man. I am going to say, I'm going to say Ant-Man because he'd be also just good to keep company. And we're specifically keeping our romantic feelings at bay. This is just for a quarantine friend.
Oh,
otherwise, I would have said Wasp.
I'm going to have to rethink my answer then. No, I'm just kidding. I was thinking about this a lot. And Tony Stark, I feel like, would be really handy to have around Iron Man because, like, he's so smart. If shit hit the fan, if, like, things got really bad.
Can you put on the suit and clean the gutters, Tony? Thanks.
Yeah, get out there. Yeah. I mean, he could fly around and get stuff without ever. And then you just, like, quarantine off his suit before he comes back in. He would never touch anything because he's in a suit.
You know, for a very similar reason, except he's way more entertaining. I have chosen the mighty Thor, but specifically, of course, Fat Thor, a.k.a. Bro Thor. You would think you don't want to share food with him. He is resourceful. He's going to go out and get all of it. We're never going to run out of beer. There's going to be plenty. Look, I'm not going to eat anywhere near as much as Bro Thor. I'll see if maybe he can visit Zach with Hank Pym at his house and just get one of those giant donuts and then I'll be fine.
But I also think it would just, I think the Brothor would take care of me. I mean, look at in Endgame, you know, he's basically running a hostel there.
Here's the thing. I thought about Brothor, and that was my initial instinct. However, I realized you do not want to spend 2 weeks in a small environment with that person unless you have no sense of smell.
That is a great point, but I'm standing like by it.
They even establish in that movie that he smells terrible.
I mean, you could make him shower.
Could you make Thor do anything?
Yeah, I was going to say, Zia, you think you can convince Thor to go take a shower?
I think I can. I don't know about you guys.
I said nothing dirty.
Yeah, come on, what? Zia. Get out of those gutters that Tony Stark is cleaning.
Even
bro Thor, I would tear that up. Continue.
I have no words after that. I like Charles Lee's answer in the chat, and keep throwing yours in there, guys. Charles Lee says, I'd rather be quarantined with the Black Panther for two reasons. One, he's smart enough to come up with an antivirus. And two, Wakanda has mastered social distancing for centuries.
It's a great point. And Zach, to that end, you're with Hank Pym, Ant-Man, right? Not Scott.
No, I'm with Scott Lang, because Scott Lang's going to be fun to hang out with.
All right, but my point. Hank Pym could come up with a cure for any virus, I would assume. I mean, look, you know, I Reed Richards, you know, now I'm going to stand by my answer, but I can see cases to be made for any of the scientists of the Marvel universe.
Well, that's what I'm saying with Tony Stark. And even in the chat, Popcorn Talk, that must be our own Rag Eye. Tony Stark built this in a cave with a box of scraps. Like, he's so resourceful. He's just a great guy to have around. He's so much smarter than I am. So if I'm, you know, like, I'm too dumb to be able to save myself, but he would have us covered with anything in any
Wes
situation.
Sager has a great answer. I pick Vision. That way the remaining toilet paper goes to only one butt.
But again, Ant-Man wins in this scenario because, you know, it doesn't matter to caloric intake, the size of the toilet paper. You're just getting one. It looks like one of those Charmin rolls that you used to be able to buy. That's like 18 rolls in one.
Yeah. One.
That's what life is like when you're hanging out when you're quarantined with Scott Lang.
It's a great point.
And yeah, Wes Sager also agrees with me. Ant-Man can also entertain with close-up magic.
That's
interestingly
true.
Charles Lee posted this on Twitter, so he gave some reasons for Black Panther. Yeah, you come up with that. Oh yeah, yeah. So it's the same thing. You read that. But there I was and Wes Sager, when he tweeted us, also went with Tony Stark because think of all the finger football you'll be able to play. Professor Hulk.
Go.
Professor Hulk could also work on a virus. He would share tacos, but again, that's going to get into the food supply as well. He's not mobile the way that Bro Thor is. Bro Thor can fly off to, I don't know, one of the other realms and get takeout. Professor Hulk really can't do that. And of course, with Doctor Strange, endless drinks and food.
That's true.
A good point.
That's very helpful.
And yeah, Tyler Threadgill also said Doctor Strange sling ring can get us all the supplies we need.
That's not quarantined. You still can't go outside, guys. That's the
no.
I think
Thor can go outside. I'm not going outside. Thor can go.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. Even in quarantine, like technically we're all in quarantine now, but you can still go out to get supplies.
For now.
He would just be able to very easily from point A to point B immediately get supplies instead of having to get into a car and friggin' drive somewhere and touch a bunch of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Doctor Strange is all of a sudden seeming a lot more practical. You know,
Doctor Strange is a good call. Any spellcaster would be useful. I love Wanda. However, I think that might be the most dangerous because when she gets mad, if Wanda gets mad at you for like anything, no more dishes, and then you just don't have any dishes.
Yeah, and then you're, you know, the full overstocked pantry you had full of food, all of a sudden it's got like one cracker in it. Like, thanks, Wanda.
You're just like, wait, oh, But Wanda, yeah, well, especially comic book Wanda, just like she has a little bit of a temper. Who else? Does anybody else in the chat have any great suggestions? Have we come to our
conclusion? You know what? No one has.
I know, I'm trying to think.
I know he's not an Avenger, but not surprising. No one has picked the Punisher. You know, not particularly useful to be holed up with Frank Castle.
He's who I'd want to be in like a zombie apocalypse sort of situation.
Absolutely. that is not. That might be next week's show, but
yeah,
that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, no, quarantine, not so much. But for survival stuff and against a bunch of other maniacs, yeah, it'd be great.
Someone in the chat does point out that Doctor Strange being quarantined, all of his adventures are in his mind from his New York apartment. So he actually sort of like doesn't leave anyway. You know, he sort of, you know, astral projects, as it were.
Yeah.
There was some other, I saw some other stuff
Rock
in the chat.
Says people, Falcon. Sorry, go ahead.
People disagreeing about Black, like some people want Black Widow, maybe not, maybe too quippy. Everyone's quippy. That's the entertainment factor, you guys.
Yeah, that's true. Rock620 says Falcon. He seems like a cool guy to hang out with. I feel like Falcon would just be super cool and like easygoing. He's like the dude where it's like, what do you want to do today? I don't know. Yeah, let's drink some beers and watch some movies.
Yeah, Falcon's the guy you want to play in your bachelor party.
Yeah. He could also fly around. He could go out and fly and get stuff easily without having to touch a lot of things.
Although to be fair, I also want Thor to plan my bachelor party, except of course I've already had my bachelor party. So
I never had a bachelorette party.
You've been married twice. Oh,
I know. No, the first time I had one.
Oh, see, you're lying to the people.
I don't even count. I like forget about my first marriage a lot.
Yeah, just really, and I know it's off topic, but Zia was married for 6 days, like 10 years ago. Anyway. We want everybody to know who we're working with here.
And that is exactly true. It was 6 days and it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. We're running a little bit low on time, and I want to make sure that we leave a little bit of time to do something that we had posted about on Twitter. And we're going to be doing continually over as much as I want to talk about your love life.
What? You guys don't want to talk about my love life for Marvel shows?
I'm sure that you guys saw the news, or if you didn't, I'm sorry to break this to you, but beginning next Wednesday on April 1st, Diamond Comics, the main, by main, I mean pretty much only distributor of comic books, especially Marvel books, is going to be stopping any new orders. So there will not be any new comic books coming out starting on April 1st. That sound about sums it up, but it's unfortunate. It also makes sense. It is a safety issue about like, you know, how many hands you have to put on those books and then mail them out. And like, also stores aren't really open. So there's like most stores are shuttered, at least to foot traffic. However, your local comic book shop does need help. And that's going to be a big deal for the next few weeks. A lot of small businesses are going to need help. And your local comic book store is no exception. That is like, so just keeping the rent paid, just keeping like the employees, like salaries paid while we're all in these furloughs or shutdowns, it's important. So we want to do our part to help get word out there, because there are comic book shops that are, they're trying to adjust as best as they can with the times by offering either curbside pickup if their local, governments allow it, some don't. But some of them are also doing mail order, which is really cool. And if neither of those is working, or if you want to just wait for your new books to come out once your pull list catches up, because the books will still come, you can also just purchase a gift card with your local comic book shop, because that money will help them in the short term. And then once you go in and pick up your comic book, think of it like lending your comic book shop a little bit of help. And then you go in later and you exchange it for some beautiful, beautiful new comic books. Like I've got a little stack of comics right here that I still have to read. Ant-Man right there on top, and Jessica Jones and Spidey and X-Men, all the favorites.
Those really are all your favorites. Yeah. So obviously, you know, the new comics will stop coming in, but a lot of these places, look, they also have toys. They have, you know, plenty of back issues.
And so we solicited a few suggestions from people for shops that we know are operating with some degree of mail order. And like Zach said, sometimes they are doing a curbside pickup, maybe even delivery if you're in the local area. It just depends on, you know, whether or not you're comfortable with that. And I kind of started, I had suggested this to Zach after I saw that, because I, over the weekend, I supported one of our many local comic shops here in the Burbank, California area called Black Cat Comics. And because I followed them on Instagram, I saw that, you know, they were, you know, sort of letting issues they had. And so I went there, and I didn't even go. I opened my car door, and about $70 worth of back issues that are some much needed issues of X-Men showed up there. And I did an unbagging video, shameless plug, over on my YouTube page, which is Blackcast, BLADTCAST. And I went through it, and because I told them that I had kids, they gave me some like Sonic the Hedgehog and other like fun, like Aww. Kids comics. So I thought that was really cool. And, you know, obviously that's, you know, that's one shop that's doing it, but some people sent in some others. Jeff in Palm Springs mentioned Comic Asylum in Palm Desert. I know the artist Andy Smith, who some of you may or may not know his work. He lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. He suggested to me, Heroes Aren't Hard to Find. And then Zach, that was someone on Twitter that suggested Rainbow Comics in San Diego. Obviously, yep. these are just five. So we can give a shout out like this at the end of the show. If you have a local shop that you know is doing mail order or any kind of services, you can tweet us, or you can send it to Doom's Question Corner. Just let us know what they are offering. You know, if they're mm-hmm. offering mail order or whatever, we want to try to help them out in what's going to be a pretty tough time. You know, I mean, they're going to have, you know, the new comics from the last few weeks are obviously still going to be there. But yeah, after that, the new stuff is going to dry up. And, you know, like you just said, Zach, maybe people aren't comfortable getting, you know, physical, you know, maybe you don't want a 40-year-old comic showing up in your house right now. Just buy a virtual gift card, and then that helps them right now. And then you can use it down the road.
Yeah. And some of them are doing mail order, and like that's most of the same. And they're going to be treating it well. They're going to be using gloves to pack up your books, like all that stuff. But we want to keep our local comic book shops going. And obviously we're all big comic book nerds, so we want to do whatever we can to help them make it through the current, as King's Portal in the chat puts it, the current crisis that we're dealing with.
Yes, crisis on only one Earth.
Crisis on this Earth.
Yeah, just this one.
But yeah, let us know on Twitter at Marvel News PTN, or you can tweet it to us directly. Send it in along with any questions that you want us to talk about to doomsquestioncorner@gmail.com, and we'll get all those, and we're going to keep compiling them and shouting out comic book stores that you can check out either in your area or just by calling them and saying, hey,
yeah,
mail me some comics. Because we all like getting packages with nerdy stuff.
And let's not answer it now, but let's save this question for next week. Kem Egan in the chat, what comics do you think we should be reading in quarantine? So maybe we come up with a couple of, you know, I know this is Marvel movie news, but I think it might be fun to have a little bit of a reading list of like, yeah, if you're going to be stuck in, why don't you read, you know, every tie-in and crossover to the first Civil War?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, they're... we are going to, yeah, sorry, I got text from somebody that's watching us live right now. Thank you, Alyssa, for joining, but you're distracting me from doing my job. But yeah, we'll put together a list, our own lists of what we want to read for next week, and we'll be sure to let you guys know what homework you can do while you're home.
And quick question, do you guys both have Marvel Unlimited?
Yes.
I do.
So we could do like a book club where we all read something that maybe none of us have read before. Oh, it can yeah. be new, or it can be like a classic, you know, maybe just like one story, like a, you know, so we'll come up with stuff like that, but we'll let the audience know. And, you know,
we'll let you guys know. We'll try to get that. Maybe we'll try to get that going for next week. A little mini Marvel book club. And hey, next week, I think we're working on bringing our old buddy Coy in to join us to talk about some Marvel goodiness. So be sure to join us next Thursday at 11:15 a.m. for the nerdiness of Marvel. I've been Zach Wilson. Keep up with me throughout all this craziness at that Zach Wilson. Christian.
Yes. In case anybody's watching the video and you're wondering, I am wearing my Mets gear today because today was supposed to be opening day in baseball. So I haven't lost it entirely yet. There's actually a method to the madness. Now I might wear a Mets shirt every day until the baseball season actually starts. Then that's what it'll be crazy. But if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at ChristianDMZ. And I did mention, showing off some of the goodies out in my garage. Wes Sager was saying he wanted to see some of that. That is on my YouTube page, Blackcast, BLADTCAST. And over on AfterBuzz TV tonight, we look at the season finale, the season one finale of Star Trek Picard, which I have watched, and it was amazing. And you can find that at 9 p.m. Pacific over on AfterBuzz TV.
Same here, Twitter, Instagram at Zia_land. It's XIA_land. And the reason I was late to the show is the an internet technician was here and it looks like I'm good to start streaming again, so that's super exciting. But I think to try to combat some lag, I'm going to stream earlier in the day, so twitch.tv/zialand. Gonna eat some snacks, gonna play some games. I got Ori and the Will of the Wisp and I'm effing obsessed with that game, so I'm gonna be playing more of that.
All right, guys, be sure to let us know in the chat below who you would want to be quarantined with for at least 2 weeks, maybe 3 months, because maybe you agree. Maybe you all realize that it's definitely Scott Lang and there's no better choice. Or maybe you think you can deal with the smell of Bro Thor and go with Chris choice. Or you can go with Zia. Zia, who did you choose again? I forgot.
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. That's
Tony
right.
Tony Stank.
Maybe you can just work on a cure or be ignored while Tony works on a cure with Tony Stark. But let us know in the comments below or send it to us on Twitter where you want to go. Thank you so much to Mr. Fantastic Ryan, who helped us get this all set up and dealing with all of our crazy internet issues. Thank you, Rye, for dealing with everything today. Thank you all, Marvelites. We will be back next week. Until then, Excelsior.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.